Analog Hate Story is a game created by visual novelist Christine Love. The premise of the game is that you are a unnamed investigator who is tasked with discovering the reason behind the disappearance of a generational ship. The game's themes include human interaction, interpersonal relationships, LGBT issues, transhumanism, traditional marriage, loneliness, and cosplay. For simplicity, Analog is a video game, but it is more specifically known as a visual novel, which is an interactive novel with animations. Most of the interactions in the game is through a simple menu where you go through logs provided by the game's characters, which builds the universe around you by providing backstory on various elements of the game. There are three forms of interaction in this game: through a computer command console, a provided yes-no answer system key, and showing logs to the game characters to get their opinion. One thing I will say about this game that I particularly liked was the interaction with the characters. The system provided had a clever way of disguising why you could not put direct text input into the computer. As the AI says, it's scrambled, so she provides you with two of the three layouts for easy access. The real reason there is no text input is because it would actually be very difficult to code. This, I find, is far more clever. The simplicity also makes the game more streamlined, as the third form of interaction in the game is based off basic computer functions and commands. The most recent example I can think of is the Tron Legacy movie, where the main character types the command help, which then shows the available commands at the current state. After going through various commands, you will eventually figure out how to activate the AI and get the admin password, which I will say is very cleverly hidden in plain sight. The only negative of the interface is there is no way to backtrack to re-access previous typed commands, forcing you to retype them instead. One command prompt I have used in the past has a function of pressing up on the keyboard to revisit previous commands, as well as pressing page up to search contents displayed under searching commands. As this ship is based 900 years from present day, I would expect this to be a basic part of their operating system. As for in-game, this would have been much more useful during a certain countdown section of the game, where you are desperate to change the ship's systems. The story I found very interesting. Basically, you find out that this generational ship had a major catastrophe, and the society that was created from modern Earth was wiped clean and replaced with a feudal Asian-style culture with a caste system and everything. While not expanded upon in the novel of what happens, seeing how the Pale Bride, a character that was brought from the previous society through cryogenics, calls this society primitive, and the reverse happens with her new stepmother calling her old society primitive, is a rather interesting interaction. There are 5 endings in this novel. 4 can be obtained depending on how you play the game. Unfortunately, the 5th ending, and in my opinion the best ending, where you can save both AIs, seems to only be obtained via outside knowledge. I was annoyed and a bit slighted that this ending could not be obtained without essentially cheating. The last ending should have been one of the hardest to obtain. One idea I had was the code of the entry should have been embedded in the journals, perhaps inverted in the background of each page number of the specific journal related to the final journal entry. The way to find that would be typing in a command in the command console that inverts the UI's colors, and you would be able to see K, W, X in the background. As for the characters, there are 2. Both are AIs and provide various perspectives on what happened on the ship, and both decide they know everything and are set in their ways. I immediately got enthralled with the first introduced character, Hinye, a very adorable character who shows the effects of long-term loneliness can have on oneself. You're rewarded very much for having even a slight pleasant interaction with her. The second AI, Mu, is based on the traditional women of feudal Asia. She is a very brash character with a judgmental point of view. However, depending on your interaction with her, you can see that she is torn on several of the journal entries presented to her. Does she go with what she was taught, or possibly expand beyond her original point of view? She provides an analog of what women should have done in old culture, and what women are now. One last note before the end. Analog's format is essentially investigating the story. The languages that are provided are English, Korean, and Japanese. As I am a student of French, I thought this game would have been a great tool for learning the language, as you have to understand what each journal entry says to progress, and having to reread would have forced me to learn while playing the game. It is not a negative of the game, but I would have liked more languages for the novel. The story of Analog is a long and sad tragedy of a woman used to freedom, forced into an unfree society because of illness and circumstance. Her cultural disconnection leads her to be severely hurt emotionally and physically. In the end, her decisions are ultimately judged by the player. I give Analog: A Hate Story a B+ and a badge of legacy for being an enthralling ride. The grade gets reduced for the lack of technical interface on the command console and forcing me to cheat to get one of the endings. For Blue Gold Radio, this is Matthew Rothschild.